Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This love is getting kind of dangerous. Feels like it's a loaded gun.
Hit the
chorus here. Oh, if you want a cowboy on a white horse, riding off into the sunset,
that's the kind of I must admit something. It is Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. Sean Morris, Chris McMonagle. I expected that to be much worse.
Bro, I don't know how many times I got to sing for everybody to understand I can sing.
First of all, so we are not on TV today. Chris just hunched over with one arm on the mic arm there.
Was that
the most arrogant fake gum chew I've ever seen to say, I don't know how many times I'm going to say this, but I can sing.
Nailed it.
That was, you know, Chris Staple had such a great voice. Obviously, yeah. Now that song is synonymous with about two broken bats, a bloop, and a blown save. But Chris, you nailed it. You're not terrible in karaoke.
No.
If only you did that a couple years ago at DJs when you couldn't sing worth a lick.
That's totally not true.
It is
totally
true.
Not true.
It's been since you've gone overnight, more people have talked about it in the newsroom and overrated team musically.
No. Well, listen, when you surprise me with songs I don't know the lyrics to, but I did Come Together by the Beatles. I killed it.
I mean, you killed the Beatles.
No. Well, no. Don't say that. Come on.
I didn't mean
there's
it,
only
like,
two
literally.
Left, and I didn't do that. Yeah.
Why are you taking this so seriously?
Because.
All right.
Those are my heroes. Don't talk about them like that.
Okay.
To go off what you said, Sean, it's like a Pavlovian dog reaction. You know, when you ring the bell, you drool. Now you hear that song, that means blown safe.
Exactly. I think.
You guys are so lost.
I will say this.
We're lost.
About the Yankees.
You believe in Clay Holmes?
Yes, I do.
He does believe in for some reason.
I believe in Clay Holmes. There you go.
For some reason.
Because his numbers are good. And he gives up soft contact. Nobody hits him hard.
Yes.
And he doesn't give up home runs.
He gives up soft contact that finds its way through the infield and then also falls behind 3-0 every leadoff batter of every inning.
No, listen, I'm not saying, here, ready? I am not saying Clay Holmes is a dominant closer. I am not saying Clay Holmes comes in, I put my feet up and, you know, relax and the game's over.
Oh, you're relaxed enough to memorize the words of
the White Horse. Well, I like the song I was listening to in the car ride. Had a lot of time. All I'm saying is without question, he's their best reliever, and for this Yankee team, I don't want anybody else in the ninth inning. He's the best they've got. And when you look around all of baseball, I know he leads the league in blown saves. I know. A bunch of them, again.
Chris hasn't done.
They fell down for one of them. So now it's nine.
He keeps pointing to the one. Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't gone here. It's 3:05. I thought for sure Chris was going to. What does it tell you? Do you know why he leads the league in blown saves? Because they got to have leads for him to blow.
No, I'm not going to say that. No.
I like how
I'm just going to say.
That's your voice, and C-Max is the Texan oil salesman.
Yeah. Manuel Class A blew 10 saves last year.
I don't care about last year.
I'm just saying.
He's in a Class A of his own.
Ooh.
He is. He's the best closer going right now.
Chris, I got a question for you.
Yes.
When your check engine light comes on, do you usually say to yourself, I should probably get that checked out, or do you wait 5 months, and then if a problem happens, you're like, wow. I should have seen that coming.
If he's my wife, he waits 5 months.
Sure. I'm the same person. My check engine light's been on for a couple months.
Okay, where's the mechanic who's going to fix it? Where's the guy who comes in? I'm trying to think of the analogy of what other light would go on. Like, what other reliever comes in?
Luis Gil or anybody else in the bullpen right now.
You're nuts.
Luis Gil has proven you're going to get the kid hurt again if they try to have him make starts, come back soon and make starts.
Into the closer role.
I'll tell you the answer.
Or closer by committee. Why is that such a bad thing? Because it never works
like in the history of ever.
Why are we so worried about, God forbid, we hurt Clay Holmes' feelings?
I'm not worried about hurting Clay Holmes' feelings. He's the best option they have.
He's not.
He is.
The guy doesn't strike people out.
He strikes out more than any other Yankee, other than Leiter, and how good is he stinks.
Well,
there you go.
Here's the other thing.
He's got 10.2 straight. He doesn't strike anybody out. He strikes out almost double Class A strikes out.
Everybody relax.
I'm just saying. We make up these things that aren't true, and we just spit them out.
How about the guy with the 0.97 ERA in AAA that we're being told, when I don't quite know where he's at.
Yeah, I don't know why Efros isn't on this team.
I mean, we just brought Phil Bickford here.
Yeah, I have no idea. Now, look, when I heard you talk about this, when you say there's no role for him, Yeah, I'm not going to give him the Bickford role. Like, you have to wait until he's got, like...
Why not?
Because I don't want to... I'd rather have him pitching regularly. Hopefully, Bickford doesn't pitch that much.
But maybe this allows you to rotate and freshen up arms here.
We're not
using Weaver every single other night or Cousins every other night.
I guess their point is I'd rather be throwing Efros on a regular basis and control when I'm pitching him as opposed to not feeling good enough about him to throw him in the 7th, 8th, and 9th. But I disagree with that. They should.
Yeah.
He absolutely should be in the bullpen.
Before we get back to your calls, another pitching thing we have to talk about.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's taken us this long to get here. Carlos Rodon last night. Look, he is so up. When he is off, he is as off as any pitcher in a routine as anything. And I know that Gerrit Cole has not been great specifically two nights ago. That was a big reason they lost.
No doubt
about it.
He's got to win that pitching match.
It takes a lot for me to lose trust in Gerrit Cole in the postseason.
No doubt.
But as I try to pick the three, and Evan keeps springing this on me, who would be through? I have been consistent in Rodon because when he's on, he's getting electric.
He's getting a playoff start.
But when you see last night, man, I know that we have now become so reliant on everything in technology, and PitchCom is now one of those things.
Yep.
You cannot allow it to rattle you in a way. The idea that you have the nerve to argue with the umpire that PitchCom is the reason you're, that's not how baseball works. You balk.
100%.
Throw the pitch, then take off your hat, call timeout, and say PitchCom's not working.
No.
If he's that mentally rattled about basically an LED speaker in his hat.
Mm-hmm.
How is he going to handle if things are tense in a big playoff game for this team?
You're 100% right. Everything snowballs on him to an unbelievable... Oh. Like, he cannot handle the slightest bit of adversity. Something like that. A Clay Holmes grounder that rolls off the first base bag and leads to the start of an inning. Like, once things start trending in the wrong direction, it's not even about being on or off necessarily. Like you said, when he's off, he's off. Yeah, that happens.
No, but one little bad thing, he allows it. It flusters him.
Besides just because we've been conditioned the offense not scoring runs in the postseason. Like, if I was just to look at one person that scares me the most about a Yankee playoff run, it's without question Rodon. Because he is good enough to deserve the start in the postseason.
Stroman would scare me too. But
yeah.
At least Rodon's good is better than Stroman's good, but
no
still.
No doubt. But no. If one thing goes wrong, Gleyber Torres boots a ball, anything, a pop-up gets dropped, a passed ball, a stolen base, something happens negative, you could see it on him.
And Boone?
You could see it on him, and that balk was a perfect example.
Good job by Boone last night. I know this is your job as a manager, but he should be credited for a good job.
Really?
Rodon was so erratic in yelling at the umpire last night that Boone stepped in and wouldn't let him get thrown out of the game.
Yep.
If Carlos Rodon led to that being... Now, they lost the game anyway. But still, you know how the overuse of a bullpen can set you up for failure. If Rodon got ejected in that game in the first inning because of something that is not the umpire's fault...
Nope.
That would have been one of the more egregious moments of like a self-inflicted problem a player's had for the Yankees in a long time.
He's almost the opposite of like Andy Pettit. Andy Pettit would settle in. Andy Pettit would get two guys on and make the pitch. He would hone in. He is the exact opposite.
Well, it's because when Andy Pettit was Andy Pettit, he was Whitey Ford.
Yeah, exactly right. He's a starting pitcher! But, he scares the hell out of me.
For any team that's going to play the Yankees in the playoffs, if Rodon pitches on the road, they give him the Cueto treatment. Cueto. If they just chant his name,
no doubt.
he'll melt down. He's easily flappable.
He would never be able to survive in basketball.
That is true. That would not be a sport for him.
888.
Great movie.
You're a great movie.
Yep. 888. Don't mention it to Bob Costas. I know. I'm told he doesn't
Worst
like it.
Worst mistake I've ever made in my career.
Yeah, I know. It's a great movie.
Yeah, laugh a little, Bob. 888-808-1019. Mario in Long Beach. Mario, what's up?
What's going on, guys? Good show.
What's up, Mario? How are you, man?
Yeah, good. Can't complain. I love to hear your intros all the time on the late night when you start singing.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes.
So anyway, good show. I didn't know you were joining the afternoon show. That's kind of nice. But, a little bit about Verdugo. Doesn't Verdugo have a world championship? Didn't he play on world championship?
I don't think he was on the 18 team.
No, because he was in the Mookie Betts trade.
Correct.
Oh, so he wasn't?
No, he was not.
All right, I still like him because he's a veteran, and although he's only hitting .235, he's a .275 lifetime hitter. Right?
Mario,
let me just finish one thing.
Yeah. No, hold on. I will let you finish. Do you see what the Yankees have programmed people like Mario to do?
Yeah.
You like him? Why, Mario? Because he's still a veteran. Yeah. Stop worrying about these guys. Be better. He stinks.
No, I know, but there is the opposite of that coin where you just want the youth because you think the youth is better.
Well, like we've got a taste of Dominguez here, and it was pretty damn good.
It was 2 weeks, and I'm open to it. Don't get me wrong. I'm open to it. Do it tomorrow. You won't hear me
but
complain.
But it wasn't 2 weeks out of nowhere. It was 2 weeks after being an extremely hyped-up prospect for the team, too.
I get it. And I'm open to it, but I'm just saying, like, he's got 8 hits in his last 5 games for Dugo. He's got 8 hits in his last 5 games. So
nice,
I've seen
nice at bat in the ninth.
Yeah, and he had a bat in
the
ninth.
Sure, can I finish my point?
Please, go ahead.
Sure, Mario, it's your show. Go ahead.
Thank you. No, it's not my show, but I wanted to bring one point up, and sure. Then I'll listen to your answer. Also, do you see some of those plays he makes in the outfield? He rashed his face against the wall a couple of days ago and made a play. He's a solid player. Yeah. I like the guy.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was a great play he made at the end of the All-Star, before the All-Star break versus Baltimore.
Killer. Killer. That's the worst loss of the year by far.
Definitely.
Close.
Definitely.
No, because every time I hear you talk about the 10-run loss to the White Sox, like, that's the worst loss.
Well,
I've
hold
ever
on.
Seen.
Most embarrassing loss.
Whatever.
There's a different.
It's, so
it's all about the wording.
Why are
Chris?
We still bringing that up? You were bringing it up yesterday. It's over. They won 5 out of 6 against the team. They won 5 out of 6.
Chris.
What do you want?
Chris.
Yeah.
What do I want?
Yeah, what do you want?
I want a Yankee team with Judge and Soto to sweep.
Okay.
The worst team that we've ever seen in our lifetime.
They won 5 out of 6.
Okay, great. They went 6-6
right.
In these games versus these crap teams.
Enough.
That
totally
loss
agree.
Counts.
Totally agree.
Okay, but that's part of it. That's why I bring it up.
I know, but it's one. They went, but we talk about embarrassing.
No.
This is what. No,
it is embarrassing.
It's the over the top stuff that I push back on that get me the shill comments. Because I push back on the nonsense. They can't lose one game to the White Sox. They went 5 out of 6. That's like what? 120 if they played 120 times.
Christopher.
Yes.
Christopher.
Mm-hmm.
You just said last night was one loss. You said the other night versus the Nationals was one loss.
Correct.
The White Sox was one loss.
Correct.
Any Yankee fan that defends this keeps pointing out, well, it's one loss. It's one loss. Eventually, those losses become
totally
a sum product.
Of course.
And insert White Sox, Nationals, all that here.
Right.
You got, 6-6, win 2 or 3 more of those, and it's a 4-game lead on Baltimore right now.
Yeah, but you could say that about anything. You could say that about anything. Of course, if this would have happened, if that would have happened,
man.
If the White Sox, if the Orioles
like
would have won 2 other games.
We're giving the Yankees a pass because
I'm
the
not
Orioles
giving them
have
a pass.
Been so inept.
No, I'm not giving them a pass. I completely agree. The way they've played, whether they're like 10-8 over the last 18 games, unacceptable against under 500 teams. Not good enough. They needed to do better. I totally agree. But when you do point out, like when you say, ha ha, did you see last night? They can't win a championship because I saw what I saw
I didn't
last
say they
night.
Can't.
Or I'm just, or oh my God, how did they lose to the White Sox when they won 5 out of 6? If they played 120 times, that they are on pace to win 100.
I want to make things very clear. In no way am I saying the Yankee team can't win a championship.
Right, you just said they were going to go to the World Series.
I think that they are not serious enough on little moments on taking advantage now to putting no doubt about it in the American League here. All right? I don't want to hear from Cashman at the end if they lose and it's a crapshoot. Well, was it a crapshoot when you could have set yourself up and won the division by 5-6 games?
So if they played Oswaldo Cabrera instead of DJ LeMahieu the last 5 games, how many of those games do they win?
They're winning one of those last 2 nights without DJ LeMahieu.
You really believe that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, that's, you know.
Now when Cole did what he did and Rodon fell apart on the mound, you think the difference in the game is DJ LeMahieu?
Okay. Not the
that
old.
The Yankees with DJ LeMahieu aren't good enough. That when they put out a lineup against the Washington Nationals that has DJ LeMahieu in it, they're not good enough to beat the Nationals.
Not that they're not good enough. They're not serious enough about putting their best lineup in there. I pity the fool. I pity the fool. Danny and Belrose.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How's
What's
it going?
Up? What's up, Danny?
Hey, Chris. So welcome back from vacation.
Thank you, buddy.
How was it?
It was great. We had a great time. It was a nice long trip. I'm exhausted. I lost my glasses. I stubbed my toe. But everything else was pretty damn good. I finally got to get back on Tower of Terror, which I haven't been on since I was a kid. The last couple of years, we've seemed to miss it. So that was it was a fun time. The kids had a great time. Did you ever go on Tower of Terror?
That's awesome.
I have.
Yeah, love it.
Years ago.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, so
I like the drop. Yankee I want to get that feeling in the pit of your stomach.
There's no better Disney ride than It's a Small World. Period. Stop.
You didn't just say that.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Danny, you agree?
So the Yankee game. So the Yankee game last night. They still have that problem with the runners in scoring position, 1-16. I mean, I don't know. That's literally their only vulnerability. Otherwise, they're a great team. I mean. They got to fix something. They got to get these clutch hits.
To be a great team, you got to kind of be decent with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, no, listen, that's without question. That is going to be determining factor in whether they win in the playoffs or not. Like, every year, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
They don't hit with runners in scoring position. They've been better at, I mean, again, no one wants to hear this, but if you actually look at it, they've been better with runners in scoring position than almost any other offense in the sport. But we see it a couple of times, right, and we remember. And honestly, I think against left-handed pitching, they have one of the best on-base percentages of any offense in the sport. They, for whatever reason, against left-handed pitching, can't get them home.
And big-time double plays, too.
And, now, and we haven't even talked about it, because with the catching situation, I agree. Why is Austin Wells not playing more? Like, that one bothers me more than DJ LeMay.
I think I'm bothered more by it because this was not what Boone said when Trevino was coming back.
Yeah.
That's what's driving me nuts.
No, it's annoying to me, too. But I think this is their thought process. Again, this is me defending their thought process, not agreeing with it.
Okay.
Or, you know, talking about their thought process, not agreeing with it. They said that he was going to be the catcher and they were going to give Trevino some time against left-handed pitching. When you play six in a row against left-handed pitchers, a 6 out of 7, and he plays half of those games, now it seems like a lot.
Yeah,
when he's
but it was starting before this recent run of six, when he first came back a week ago, too. Yeah, well, it was like he played the first 2 or 3 games out.
Yeah, and he should never, there should not be another series, I don't care if they face all 3 left-handers, there should not be another series where he plays 2 out of 3. Wells has got to be the catcher at the bare minimum.
Especially
2 out of every 3.
When the one thing they figured out at the end of Trevino's IL stint was how important Austin Wells was to the middle of the Yankee lineup.
No doubt.
Which was a major searching process for them to finally figure that out then hand Trevino. And talk about his defense, but he still can't throw runners out.
They don't care about that.
But they don't care about that when it comes to LeMahieu and everything.
No, they don't care about throwing runners out. Nor do they care about pass balls. They care about one thing when it comes to defensive catching. One thing and one thing only. Stealing strikes. Pitch framing. That's all they care about.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm telling you right now, do you remember Gary Sanchez? You remember? He was a fellow named Gary Sanchez. He played for the Yankees.
Yes, catcher. Chris Stapleton.
Okay. It sounds like I've been drinking Tennessee whiskey all morning, but I haven't.
How about that?
Every year, he would come back with it. They would have a new catching coach, and he would get lower and more on the ground and legs spread out more every single year, and it made it harder and harder to stop pass balls. And we would yell, and we would scream, and he doesn't stop the balls in the dirt with a runner on third late in the game. It's ridiculous. The Yankees consistently taught him new ways to catch that made it harder to stop pass balls. Why? They care about stealing the low strike zone. That's all they care about. They don't care about stolen bases.
It's a terrible philosophy.
They don't care about pass balls. That's fine. I'm open to that. But that's what they care about. So when they talk about his catching, they don't give a damn how many stolen bases. You're embarrassed by 9 stolen bases against the Red Sox. They're embarrassed how many.
Well, it's more than that. That was an exclamation point.
No, I understand it. They don't care. When they talk about defensive catching, they talk about pitch framing.
Doesn't
that's
it
all they
just kind of show, though, their backwards approach? Because they don't care about that, but they'll acknowledge on the offensive side, like last night, run that double steal with Volpe and Chisholm. Part of what they loved about Chisholm is that he does everything that other teams do with Trevino. Yep. So it's funny that they acknowledge how important it is for them offensively, but pretend it doesn't exist.
Correct.
On the catching part.
I think they're dead wrong.
Thank you. 888.
I think they're wrong in a lot of stuff.
Now, one thing you're wrong on, what's your beef with It's a Small World?
What's my beef with it?
It's the most classic great Disney ride of all time. I know it only Magic Kingdom, Disneyland.
You're not serious, right?
I am serious.
It's the worst ride in the entire park. Oh. And it's not even close.
What do you mean? You get in a boat. It's a peaceful song. It's about unity in the world.
It's a peaceful song? Yeah. It's also one of those songs that, like, you know, stick in your head for 45 days that you honestly want to kill yourself. Like, come on. Stop it. Stop it now.
Man.
It's the worst ride in the world. You want to get on a nice little boat ride?
Wait.
You got on Pirates of the Caribbean. That's a nice little boat ride.
I can't do Pirates of the Caribbean.
You can't do Pirates of the Caribbean. You're going to tell me.
No, my daughter had a meltdown on it.
Okay, well, I mean,
she didn't like the bombs going off.
Yeah.
It ruined the experience for me. But It's a Small World? Oh,
it's the worst. We don't even go on it anymore.
Really?
Yeah, we don't even go on it.
I would feel like I didn't go to Disney if I didn't go on it.
Oh, we don't even go on it.
Wait, there's a ride where bombs go off?
Well, I mean, there's a pirate ship fight.
Yeah.
So you hear and the water splashes up as if cannonballs were hitting the water.
And you know what I heard that ride? Daddy, get me off of it right now! My trip is ruined, even though you just spent $10,000 to take me here! That's what I heard on Pirates
Isn't
of the Caribbean.
Isn't that the best?
Yeah.
Or like when you take your kids home after 12 days on vacation, Disney World, the whole thing, it's 8:30 at night and he comes home and he's like, can I play video games? No, I think it's bedtime. Oh, you're the worst!
Yeah.
I'm the worst.
Those kids.
I'm the worst.
The American dream, they say, having those kids. Huh?
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. It's Sean Morash, Chris McMonagle, Boyle Rami with us as well. Taking you up until 5:30, Rutgers pregame. The Rutgers Scarlet Knights opening up their season versus Howard. I think Moose will be on the pregame.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Moose, we're in a Moose sandwich.
We're in a Moose sandwich
Moose
right
did
now.
The midday before us
that
and Moose
true.
Did the pregame before
that
us.
That is true.
Yeah. I tell you, man.
It's a lot of M's.
A Moose sandwich? Oh, Moose.
Not just Moose, McMonagle, Morash.
I noticed what you did. You put McMonagle first there.
Well, I put Moose first, actually.
And then you put you first.
Well, no, I put me second. I put you third.
I'm talking about between us.
Well, I mean, I guess, yeah.
Well, the bread's the more important part of the sandwich, isn't it, right?
Moose is the bread.
Mm-hmm. So you...
Moose, you and Morash, McMonagle, Moose.
I tell you. Does anybody want to be home less than Mark Melusis, by the way?
That's what I was going to say. What well, doesn't this guy do?
He does everything, I know.
And I love Moose.
Forever, he's been doing everything.
Boy, I mean, he would go to the opening of an envelope, huh?
That's... You act like he's not getting paid to do this. You act like it's not a good spot.
No. No, I love Moose. Come on. 888-808-1019. But interesting, I think Rutgers laid about 74 points tonight versus Howard. So interesting.
It's not that many.
What's the spread tonight?
I actually don't know.
I think it's like 38
on it. No, I don't. Because unless I were to place a bet here, because you can't do it in Jersey.
Yeah.
I would guess it's probably like 27.5.
No, I think it's higher.
Really?
Yeah.
Howard, the Bison getting that way? Whatever.
Either
are
way.
The Bison?
Put it this way. I know a lot of the New York audience cares. College football starting the next 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Shawnee's going to be betting. All right.
Enjoy yourself.
And by the way, with Moose.
Do it responsibly.
Yeah, of course.
Whatever keeps him away from that dog.
I know.
Yeah, he's got a
dog's always puking and stuff, right?
But I think if I heard him correctly, he's currently training right now. He's off somewhere.
Oh, we did that with our
getting
dog.
Getting trained.
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd it go?
I mean, I don't know.
Is Eli the dog now?
Oh, I got two dogs now. I have Eli.
Okay.
Did anyone die?
First of all, calm down. Jay and Wellington both passed away many years ago now. Okay.
Jay and Wellington.
Wellington married Jay Feely. Mm. Eli is still very much with us, 6 years old.
I thought it was
after
Beef Wellington.
No, Wellington Mara. It was actually down to Wellington and Tiki. We chose Wellington, which is ironic
really?
The years later. And now I have Ranger as well. Ranger went away for training. Why are you making that face?
Well, on the nose there, no?
What do you mean? His name?
Yeah. Ranger as in like the New York Rangers?
Yes.
Yeah.
And my sister has a doodle.
How about a little subtle?
Named
little subtlety.
Yankee Doodle.
Yankee Doodle?
Yeah.
Or just Yankee and he's a doodle?
No, they named his full name on his birth certificate as Yankee Doodle.
Birth certificate?
Well, adoption certificate.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
And out of all these dogs, nope, none of them could stop that animal that came to your house or possum.
Oh, Ranger's the one in the video that took care of the possum, dropped it at my dad's feet, and it took him 14 wrist shots to get it out of the house. But yes, Ranger's a hunter. Ranger doesn't mess around.
What kind of dog is a Ranger? Was Ranger?
He is a pot cake.
He's a pot cake?
Yes.
I had one of those recently.
He's a good dog. Let's just call it like that. Pain in the ass. Absolute pain in the ass. But love
unfortunately, my little guy's allergic, so we're going to have to wait for a while.
No dogs?
No.
I'd get rid of the kid before the dog.
Well, we'll see if he wants to get the shot. If he wants to get a shot or something as he gets older to make sure he could be
every
around.
Every kid deserves a puppy.
Yeah, I know. But right now, it just doesn't seem like it's plausible. I'll have to wait.
That stinks.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Two kids, two dogs. It's great.
It's great, yeah, no. I'm well aware of the kids part of it.
Yeah.
And now, you have two girls.
Two daughters. Yeah. They're 20 months apart and two dogs 5 years apart.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the life I'm living now. Mm-hmm. And then my escape is watching Yankee baseball and Clay Holmes blow saves. So things
have
been going
well. And, Bud Light Limes at Bob's Bar.
First of all, I haven't had a Bud Light Lime
sure you haven't.
In about like 10 years. I don't even know
slime?
If they make them anymore.
Uh-huh.
I used to love Bud Light Limes. Me and Chris used to hang out back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, did I throw back a Bud Light Lime.
Yeah, yeah, me too, when I was like 16.
Yeah, no. Now I'm a very, very mature. I'm not a beer discriminator, but I guess my go-to between Land Sharks and Kona Big Waves.
Hold on. You were telling us before you drink Dos Equis in the winter because you feel like it's a winter beer.
Yeah.
For me, yeah. I'm not a dark lager or stout kind of guy. So, but I also like plenty of liquor. I love my Casamigos. I love any of that.
Sure. Are you a tequila guy?
My wife loves it. I've gotten into it a little more. Also rum. A little Blue Chair Bay. That's very good.
What do you drink rum with?
So I drink. You ever see those drinks? The ice drinks? ICE? They're like 5 for $10 in the supermarket or whatever.
Okay.
So they have a coconut pineapple flavor.
I'm sorry, like the flavored
it's
seltzer.
Like a, fizzy seltzer. There's little bottles
of them. Okay, ice, okay.
So you do a there's a yellow bottle, the coconut pineapple. I mix it with a little rum. Yeah. Very good. And very low on the calories.
Well, sure.
You know me, I'm a physically fit person.
Right.
So that's why I mix it up.
You gotta mix it up.
All right.
I get you. I'm a martini guy.
I know. You love making your own blue cheese olives.
Yep.
Which now my wife wants to do.
Yeah. No, well, sure. I got to make a video. When the Yankees win the World Series, I'll go through an entire martini making celebration.
And Friday night's martini night in the McMonagle house.
It was. Now it's kind of changed to Saturday, but occasionally Friday. It depends on how. Sometimes the Friday I'm sleepy. Because
riveting,
yeah,
riveting
exactly.
Stuff. Yeah. There's our alcohol situation here on the fan, and I'll be doing plenty of it on Labor Day weekend here.
Yeah,
you know,
I guess. Yeah,
what do you mean? I guess.
Well, what's the? Yeah, I suppose.
Well, I'm having a bunch of people over Saturday.
Oh, you are.
Oh yeah,
I heard. Thanks for the invite.
You're more than welcome to come over. You guys live up in Warwick. You're not Long Island people.
I grew up in Long Island.
It's bad enough Lugauer is going to come and mooch and not bring anything.
I know. He's the worst.
He is just the worst.
He won't bring anything?
No. He thinks everything's owed to him as his Christmas bonus for working on the show and being my producer.
That's low class.
Anytime I hang out with him, he's like, this is my bonus for Christmas?
Oh, my God.
That's the kind of life Lugauer lives. Thank you. 888. Now I know why Tiki doesn't hang out with him. 888-808-1019. Charlie in Staten Island. Charlie, what's up?
Sean Morash and Big Mac is definitely a future permanent show on the fan. You can mark my words on that.
I do have a permanent show on the fan.
Yeah, I do too. My name's just not on it.
Together, I know.
Together, the two of us.
Okay.
Yes, yes. All right. Everyone on the Yankee staff is just way too comfortable. Boone never felt like he was going to lose his job as long as he's been the manager of the team. Girardi, Torrey, all were at the tip of their seats worrying if they were going to see the next day, right? So it's an easy decision on DJ.
I don't know that Torrey was really like that most of your
career. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I don't know if I agree with all of that, but okay. Let's just say Boone feels comfortable in his job. I mean, I suppose. Last year they were asking Hal Steinbrenner was going around asking people what kind of job he was doing and whether or not he should be the manager, but okay.
And they kept him there. But it's an easy decision on DJ, right? It's an easy decision. You fan to my elder guy. You tell them I'll see you in the spring, and that's it. Austin Wells, Dominguez, Cabrera need to be playing every day as long as Verdugo, DJ, and Trevi are playing this bad. It's simple. It's simple.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, Wells definitely. I think Trevi's better. And I would play. Listen, I would DFA. Forget IL and him. I would DFA DJ LeMahieu.
I absolutely would. Yeah. And for all the reasons I don't.
It would set a tone inside the clubhouse too. I totally agree. I agree with all that. I've been saying this for a month and a half.
And they should have enough veteran presence besides DJ LeMahieu.
That's not it, man. That's not it. It's not about being kind to the guy. That is not why they're doing it.
You just think it's strictly for late glove first base.
They believe that he could be a difference maker hitter. They believe that. They believe him getting hot is better than the other options they have getting hot. That's what I think. How many times do you need to? Last year.
You got to assume, though, last night pinch hitting for Cabrera.
Right.
They are finally maybe getting the hint that that's not going to happen. Like, they stopped being stubborn for a night?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think they, against left-handed pitching, they give him a try. Right-handed pitching, they're going to go elsewhere. They get late in the game. This shows you they don't believe in Oswaldo Cabrera, man. They don't believe in him.
It's crazy.
They just don't.
They're so bad with these young guys.
Yeah, they have been.
Jerking them around.
Well, I don't know about jerking them around.
They haven't jerked Cabrera around, but still developing them.
They've been terrible developing them.
Cabrera you can tell me every advanced metric. I don't even need to look at him.
Right.
I watch enough Yankee games.
I agree.
Cabrera, he's not an all-star superstar. He's a net positive to the team when he's on the field.
He does more things than DJ LeMahieu does. There's no question about it, other than the first base. I'm with you. This is what gets me in trouble. I'm just trying to tell you, I disagree with what you think the Yankees are doing it for. I've been on the get rid of DJ LeMahieu train for a month and a half. They should get rid of him, play Oswaldo Cabrera. They view defense at first base important, considering how bad the defense is on the infield. So I understand their thought process a little bit.
So now to counterpoint this, because I thought about this through the break.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear Chris McMonagle out where he says, Oswaldo Cabrera, they don't believe in him that he could pick up the first base glove and do that.
Mm-hmm.
But they believe that DJ LeMahieu could get hot, and if he's hot, it's more important.
Correct.
Aren't we so far down the yellow brick road of the season right now, Chris, that wouldn't ahead of Rizzo coming back, it make more sense for them to actually play Cabrera at first and figure out how good he could be there right now. If you're not worried about that, knowing the offense is there. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, isn't that of more value than getting LeMahieu hot if he's not going to play anyway once Rizzo comes?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they view him as a possible candidate at first base. I don't think there's a number of games
they
could put
him at. Why is he sitting
with
the first base glove?
What's that?
He's got that. He's got a million gloves in that dugout. He's got the first base glove.
Why not
keep it home?
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't think they view him as a first baseman at all. I don't think they do.
It's not a permanent thing, but pop in late if you need it.
Yeah, late defense, with they view...
Well, Rizzo better be able to defend late, too, when he comes off.
Well, totally. Rizzo's going to play. This is what I'm telling you. I don't think they view it as that big a deal. I don't think any of these guys are going to play. You want to talk about urgency? Fine, I'm with you on some points. Would I rather have Cabrera in the lineup on sometimes? Yeah. I totally agree. But they want to play DJ to see what they have. They view this as a one-game lead. They have the runway to see if they can get him hot. Things are going to change in September. Birdie's coming back. You might see DJ gone off this team. You might. But right now, over the course of these couple days, they wanted to see what they could get from him, knowing that he might not be here. But my overall point is, that's not why they're losing. And to just point at
it's part
where
of it.
I disagree, I don't think it is. I really don't. I don't think it's why they're losing.
Okay.
When I watch the games, I understand he didn't do a double play. So did Judge.
Okay.
Like you know that.
And you see Cabrera hit one of the screws. I know it's an out last night. And all of those four at bats matter every single night. I know Cabrera is going to give me better at bats than DJ LeMahieu ultimately, and that could lead to a rally. Yeah, that could lead
maybe,
to anything.
Maybe. But I still don't. I mean, when I watch the team, I don't get the sense like if only Oswaldo Cabrera were playing.
And it's more than that too. By the way.
Yeah.
It does add up with the Dominguez Verdugo thing. Like there's when you overplay Trevino, suddenly you take a team where, you know, on nights where it's Verdugo, DJ, and Trevino, which has happened way too much, it's a 30-year lineup, you feel like are automatic outs. So all you could get away with DJ playing if you felt like Dominguez was ready to come up, he could play for Verdugo and Austin Wells was playing every night. You can't afford to have three of those guys in the lineup what feels like almost every night.
No, I don't disagree. I've been saying it. But if you look at it too, like DJ LeMahieu hasn't been horrendous the last handful of games. Like he hasn't been.
Chris, he's been horrendous.
Okay. He's got five hits in his last four games.
Okay. He's been horrendous.
Okay.
He's been horrendous.
I'm just saying, you're saying they lost to Washington Nationals. He's got five hits in his last four games.
Great. And then when you need that big moment last night, double play was big deal.
Against
the night before when he's making an error, big deal.
Totally agree. They don't have a better option to play first base. Ben Rice is worse defensively. Oswaldo Cabrera is worse defensively.
We don't need to argue the Cabrera-LeMahieu thing for the 14th time.
I agree.
Bottom line is this. Sean's right, Chris. Mike in the Bronx. Mike, what's up?
We both agree on what should happen.
Mike, what's up?
You guys are thrilled. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for making it, bro.
I want to make a few points, Chris. And I don't agree with you in most of the things you've been saying.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on hold for a while, so I've been listening to everything you're saying. And I want to break down the scenario for you. What do you rather have? Thinking based on what the Yankees think, right?
Yeah.
The thought process. Would you rather live with Trevino catching and having opponents steal bases left and right than to try out Oswaldo Cabrera at first?
I'm not sure I even understand.
Yeah, would I rather have what?
Will you rather have Trevino catching most of the time?
Yeah.
Opposed to Wells, than having Cabrera try out at first base. Which one would hurt us more?
I want to play Wells. I think playing Wells is more important than whether Oswaldo Cabrera or DJ LeMahieu play. I didn't understand that.
So I sort of understood what he said, but like it also is such a hypothetical. Yeah, it doesn't even make sense.
Which one hurts them more? First of all, Trevino's not bad defensively. And here's the other thing. Let's not act like Wells throws people out. He doesn't.
All right.
Like the upgrade defensively, this is about offense at the catching position.
Well,
that's what it's about.
Not only offense, a guy who is that you viewed important enough to 100%. Finally be the solution in the middle of the lineup that suddenly can't play two out of every three games because you're playing lefties.
Totally agree. Makes no sense.
It's
makes
mindless.
No sense. It makes no sense. Wells should be in there 5 out of 6.
Kermit in Ridgewood, Queens. Kermit, be froggy for us.
Yes. What's going on, gentlemen? Yeah.
What's up?
Or show us the rainbow connection.
Hey, well, basically, my beef is with management, and that's really why the Yankees are in the position they're in. Aaron Boone is playing guys that should not be playing. you know, DJ, like you guys been saying, he should be DFA.
Yep.
This whole veteran presence, you know, that is garbage because there's a lot of veterans that, you know, when you put them in, there's going to be 100%, it's going to be an out versus getting a rookie who's a 50-50 chance. Because yeah, you don't really know what you're going to get. You go get something good, you get something
chance.
Bad.
50-50, it's not a 50-50 chance. It's just not.
Well, it's no way to quantify
that. No, there is no way to quantify it. Like, you guys look at it this way. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Like, you act like, well, I'll take my chances with the youth because how could it be worse? We don't know.
Well, whoa.
Yeah.
It's more than that. It's, we know that when Dominguez was here, he gave us a taste of what
he was great.
It wasn't Shane Spencer out of nowhere. This was a prospect. The organization told us they believe in him as a prospect.
Mm-hmm.
The organization told us last year, as fans, we know we're falling out of it, but this is a reason to watch Yankee baseball.
Yeah.
We got into it, and he was awesome. He unfortunately got hurt. The organization told us when they needed a 27th man, he was good enough to start and hit in the middle of the order versus the Tigers.
Right.
But the organization is now continuing to tell us, but you know what? We don't believe in him over a guy that we owe nothing to at the end of the year in Alex Verdugo.
Right.
And a guy who has stunk for 4 months. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. 50-50 chance, 75-75 chance.
Yeah.
What I know is I am under the assumption with this organization, who, by the way, has told us their owner doesn't want to go above and beyond with the payroll, that Jason Dominguez is going to
he's
be here.
Be, yeah, he's
going to
be.
So why would I not, when Verdugo's that bad, be calling for him to play?
Yeah. I don't disagree with you. I've been calling for him to play. And he's going to be here in September. I've been telling you this. We're arguing about the Washington series. Like, until the September call-ups.
We're arguing over 6-6 versus everything. The Washington series was the excellent.
Yeah, I understand that. But you're arguing about what exactly? He's going to come up and get a chance in September.
Okay.
And if he plays well, he's going to play.
And
if he doesn't, then we'll yell about it then. But we're yelling about stuff that we think the organization's going to do when they haven't done it yet.
The Yankees are now 0-2. In the post-world where Jason Dominguez's rookie season would not have counted. He could have been here yesterday. And maybe they win, maybe they still lose those games. But to me, Jason Dominguez, based on everything we know, we've been told, and everything we've seen, gives the Yankees a better chance to play every day or win every day than Alex Verdugo. You disagree with that? That's fine.
I don't know if I disagree with it or not. I don't think it's the slam dunk you think it is. Well, I don't think it's the slam dunk. Again,
I think Verdugo's been bad enough that you have to have seen it.
He's got eight hits in his last five at bats, in his last five games. Eight hits in his last five games. Since the batting gloves, I'm not opposed to it. They do it tomorrow, I'm all in. But we can't, like, what we do is we point to these things we don't like and make declarative statements like, this is why they're losing. It's not. Like, I'm open to it. Let's bring him up. Let's get him some at-bats. If he works his way to be the starter, great. But, like, the idea of, like, the Yankees are morons because we need Jason Dominguez to be the starting left fielder tomorrow, like, that solves all the problems. Like, they beat the Nationals all three games if Dominguez isn't left. Like, suddenly they're a more serious organization if Dominguez isn't left. Like, it's just, it's a false equivalency.
We're not on TV today, but Chris did put serious in quotation marks.
I did.
You're also freaking me out, too, man.
Why?
I understand Labor Day weekend's here, okay, or it's about to be here. It is still 78 degrees out. Can you take off the hoodie, dude? What are you drinking,
really
a pumpkin latte today,
really
too?
It's not a hoodie. It's a very light polo.
Oh, stop it. I was in the pool today swimming laps this morning. You guys are unbelievable. You rushing
full people.
Well, I know
we're not on TV, but they're doing, like, first of all, I literally got back from vacation last night at 8 o'clock.
So do the laundry.
When?
You have six pairs of underwear and six t-shirts?
Well, no, but I mean, I had dirty clothes. This was like, I wanted to wear jeans because in the afternoon, I still think you should wear pants.
You people, and you rushing fall people. I can't wait to put on the long sleeves.
That's not about
you
rushing.
Some nerve.
I'm not rushing anything.
It's August 29th. What are you talking about? Summer's over in like 3 days.
No, it's not, Pat.
I'm not trying to rush fall, but like, it's here.
If you wear long sleeves before October 1st, move.
I had a pumpkin spice latte yesterday.
Rami, come on.
Not actually, but I would.
I do think that they're putting it, since we were talking about beer or whatever, Oktoberfest. Have you noticed that it hits the stores earlier?
Who are these people stocking up on the Sam Adams and fill in the garage? If I have a Sam Adams Oktoberfest this weekend, it's going to be like eating a loaf of bread. I mean, what, are you kidding me?
No, I love it, but it's special. It reminds me of fall and football season.
The crisp air. I got to see a leaf changing.
I saw them in early July.
I mean, you're out of your mind.
That's crazy.
No, I'm looking to bury 50 land sharks.
Yeah, listen, I agree with you. Let the seasons be the seasons. I'm just telling you, for today, even though I'm not on TV, I wore pants in the afternoon, and this was like the quick light thing.
Pants.
I wore pants in the afternoon.
Thanks, Edgar.
Yeah.
Edgar Mike who? In Brooklyn. He sounded like an old man. Mike, what's up?
Edgar's an old man's name?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You ever see any baby Edgars lately?
I haven't seen any Edgars.
Sure, okay.
Other than Edgar Stiles of 24, the
Mike,
TV
you
show.
See any babies named Edgar lately?
No, hell no.
Okay, there, okay. Go, carry on.
There you go, Mike. You've settled
all right,
a
couple
us.
Things. First of all, Big Mac, glad to hear you.
Thank you,
I
buddy.
Listen during the day, don't get to hear you. I think you got the shaft. You should have stayed. They should have shipped Loogie out.
I totally
but
agree.
Two things. First, I think Ben Rice already got his chance.
Ben Rice did get his chance. He didn't run with it. I'm sorry. Right. He just wasn't
And he
good.
Didn't run with it. Exactly. All the pitches.
What did DJ LeMahieu do with his chance?
He won two batting titles.
Really? He's thank you. Thank you. I mean, Big Mac, God. You talk sense.
I know I talk now, sense. People don't want to hear it. Listen.
Lou Gehrig was a great hitter. Dig him up. God. He would
stop
provide you just as much as LeMahieu.
Stop with the digging up old guys. Stop using the Don Mattinglys of the world. This again.
All of those guys are old and dead.
Don Mattingly is not dead.
Matters.
The last time we did a show together, you killed Ted Turner. Do not kill Don Mattingly.
He's old or dead.
Okay, stop.
Listen, I have to. That's exactly why I called, because this. I've been trying to get on for months. You guys ran a little thing where you did like the best draft picks ever. In the city.
It wasn't a little thing. It was a great promotion, but yes.
Yes. It was great. But you dropped the ball, my friend. Because
I did.
As a Yankee fan, you allowed Evan to debate you about David Wright being a better ball player than Don Mattingly.
Don
Mattingly's a legend.
Mike, I also won that debate. Evan can say he won the
debate. You do not win that debate.
Oh.
I'm a Yankee fan. I'm appalled.
Mike,
you
agree with me. So what do you mean you appalled me?
I won
the debate.
I agree with you, but you let Evan win.
I didn't let Evan win.
You let Evan win. You had a better argument and you still lost.
He who yells
yes,
the loudest
exactly.
doesn't mean you win, Mike.
I've been trying all afternoon, no?
He who yells the loudest does not win a debate.
No. Well,
and the next time Evan out-debates me on anything will be a first, okay? You could stick that name at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
He doesn't win a single debate versus me.
Is that a fact?
Yes.
Okay. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll come in the time we're going to do this Jeopardy contest.
That's right. The contest where me, you, and Loogie are going to play.
Where you specifically
Jeopardy.
Called me out as someone who you think can take in. Are we just talking about normal, like.
Just knowledge that you would learn in school growing up.
Oh, okay.
Historical, mm-hmm. science.
And I come off as, what was it again?
I forgot the exact word.
Non-educated, but no one's less educated, but sounds or tries to sound more educated. And then you said something about mouth breathing into the microphone. And
dude, listen to me. I know a lot, and I can sing Chris Stapleton
That's
better
right.
than you.
Well, both of those are true.
Listen, Chris, I think you're a great dude. You know me and you go way back.
Yes, we do.
Way back. Mm-hmm. I maintain to this day, you will not find a better Viennese hour than Chris McMonagle had at his wedding. I walked
one.
Out of there with 74 cannolis in my pocket, under my arm.
That was a good one.
That is how close I am with Chris McMonagle over the years. Unfortunately for Chris, he portrays himself as somebody very knowledgeable.
I don't think I do. What happens is, and this is why you feel this way.
A falsetto front.
No, see, this is why you feel this way. Because I don't think if you listen to my shows, you would come off like that. The problem is...
Which you can
when
if
we
you download
co-host,
the Odyssey app and go to the rewind.
When we co-host, you say so many stupid things that I'm forced to correct you so it comes off that way. But you say, like, well, like you constantly make mistakes that I feel like I have to laugh at and correct you briefly on, so I might come off that way. And if that's so, that's my fault. I'm sorry.
Best wiener I've ever had in my mouth.
Well, I mean, that's just, you know.
I apologize.
That's not stupid
necessarily. Chris, so you were just looking out for me this whole time?
I'm trying to help you. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to correct you. Sometimes you say, you know it. You know what you say. Let's be honest. You know, the dad jokes, the dumb things. You've done very well for yourself.
I have.
Doing it.
I have
so,
a mortgage.
With regards to this conversation with DJ LeMay, I mean, forget about digging up dead Yankees. Why don't we bring back Joey Gallo and Aaron Hicks? Because they got endless opportunities.
That is true.
Why don't we just give that? Why don't we bring them back on the Yankees?
Just
they might get four hits in seven games.
I just want to make things
got
clear.
Traded at the deadline, by the way.
Just to make it clear what just happened here, me and Chris were having a nice moment of an
totally
education, and you shoehorned in
it,
something from 10 minutes ago?
Correct.
I'm getting the show back on track.
He's getting the show back on track. He had to come in with his point.
I got you.
He was dying in the middle of that conversation and felt like he just needed to throw it out there.
Yes, I was waiting for it to come to its natural conclusion.
I get it. Look, I totally agree. They have let guys go too long, including DJ LeMahieu. I'm saying the same thing. I just think we get all we start to, like, the unseriousness bothers me. When people say the Yankees aren't serious, that bothers me.
They're not.
That's ridiculous. They are serious. They're trying to win. They're trying to build the best roster they believe. They're wrong in this belief. But they're not. You make it sound like they are purposely putting out what they know
is
the worst lineup, specifically because they don't want to hurt DJ LeMahieu's feelings.
True.
Or the, yeah, see, that I disagree with.
True, because they think they have enough else to get by. Now, you know who is serious?
Yes.
The New York Giants about really pissing off a lot of their fan base. But are they wrong?
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.